Welcome to Brainwash Radio, the podcast edition. My name is John Whitney. I am your host. That is music from Susan Alcorn going back to 2006 from the album And I Await the Resurrection of the Pedal Steel Guitar. We heard The Heart Sutra, and that was released on the Old English Spelling Bee label. Also released as a CDR on her own label, and then as a download from her on her own Bandcamp site. Susan Alcorn, a master of pedal steel guitar, an innovator of the instrument, died at 72 years old on Friday. She will be missed. And right now here is brand new music from Edith Frost, who has her first full-length album in 20 years. Last album came out back in 2005 on Drag City. The forthcoming album is titled In Space. It comes out on Drag City on February 28th, and here is the first single titled Hold On.
What's with the man on the train who stands there with his hands in his pockets and he won't even hold on to the rail? What's the deal with you, man on the train? When you stand there, you can't cool your rockets and you won't even hold on to the rail. You can move over whenever you want. Maybe get off there. What's with the man in the way when you stand up and he's not even trying? No, he won't even get out of the way. What's the deal with you, man on the train when you stand?
Montreal band La Securité from a single from last year. That is the A-side. That is Ketchup from the Ketchup Detour single on the Mothland label. Right now here is brand new music from Park Ji-ha from the forthcoming album All Living Things, recorded from traditional Korean instruments. The album comes out through the Glitter Beat label on February 14th. Here is Blown Leaves.
Thank you.
As the light declines, the buildings lose their colors and make way for others, making up for wasted time. You criticize the things you once admired in disappointing cycles. You're bored because the world is small. As the light declines, the words take on new meaning. The meaning keeps repeating, and I don't wanna figure out why. The walls are white, the furniture's translucent. Which looks good to you, but I really can't figure out why. I realize that I should not have come here. It's the same every year. This journey was a waste of time. Declines, the buildings lose their colors and make way for others, making up for wasted time. You criticize the things you once admired in disappointing cycles. This journey was a waste of time.
Light Decline is the name of the song and the album from Great Area. That is a solo project of London's Georgie Nettel. It is music mostly built from manipulated samples. Bass is the only played instrument there. That comes off the Relaxin' Records label. Right now, here is music from Hecla, the album Tornar. Comes out through the Phantom Limb label on March 14th. She is an Icelandic theremin player. And here is the first song from the album, Gráminn.
Thank you. Let me play.
Project of Philadelphia-based percussionist and visual artist Michael Kuhn. Totally Recalled is the album on the Vernuvir Records label. And we heard the piece, Please Allow Me to Begin Again. Right now, here is new music from Kinski. The full-length album has been announced and pre-orders are available now. Stumble Down Terrace is the name of the album. It comes out on March 7th through the Comedy Minus One label. And here is the second song from the album to be issued. Here is Experimental Hugs.
Bye.
Thank you.
That is music from The Fun Years, which is a duo of Ben Recht on baritone guitar and Isaac Sparks on turntable. Music originally released by the Barge Recordings label back in 2008, a record label originally based right around the corner from where I am in Princeton, Massachusetts. Originally co-run by an old friend, Ian Lawrence. Ian, hope you're doing well these days. And that is now coming out on the Kepler label. And the album Baby, It's Cold Inside is coming out on March 28th. And we heard Otto Show Day of the Dead. Plenty of albums available from the duo of The Fun Years, available over many, many years, going back to, 2003? 2000-something? And right now, here is music from Mono Parts, and this is a long-lost collaboration between Polish artists Olga Wojciechowska and Thomas Walkiewicz. And Soothsayers is the album on a strangely isolated place. It comes out on February 25th. And here is Fear. That is music from Gez Varley, who formed LFO with Mark Bell back in the day. Gez went out on his own, and that was from the Gez Varley Presents Tony Montana album, released back in 1997 on the K7 label. He is given it away for free on the Bandcamp site. That is remastered by Stefan Betke, most famously recording as Pole. We heard Tax Trouble. Right now, here is music from Dead Bandit. This is the third album from the Chicago duo of Ellis Swan and James Schimple. The album, which is eponymous, Dead Bandit, is out on the Quindy label on March 14th, and here is Glass.
Thank you.
Music from Halima. She is Brooklyn based, however raised between Lagos and London. That comes from the EXU Deluxe release, which is out now through the Drink Some Water label. The EXU EP came out last year. This is the deluxe version, which expands on that EP with four new pieces. What we heard was the Samantha Donis remix, and that pretty much brings us to the end of this episode of Brainwashed Radio, the podcast edition. My name is John Whitney. Thank you for listening, and I want to thank Matthew for sending the image of the mannequin taken in Belgium. Thank you, Matthew. Keep those images coming to podcast@brainwashed.com. We could always use more images. And yes, we have more images to use from Matthew and John, and more images from other people. And we are still working on getting brainwashed.com working better, but we do have some things working better. So thanks for your patience. Thanks for bearing with us. Thanks for the people who participated in the annual readers poll. The results are available online. And it is February, and it is a cold one in the Northern Hemisphere right now. And we're going to end with music. Sunlight on a Winter's Day, KLF. This is music originally from The White Room, but this is the 1989 director's cut, which the KLF have issued recently on the 2021 streaming version from their own KLF Communications. This is a 9-minute version, not originally on the US release. And I think it's been enhanced a little bit. You can find out more information online. There's a link embedded in the podcast episode. No more tears as we roll through the years. Thank you for tuning in. Please tune in again next time.
Sweet.